I hope you like playoff basketball. I hope you like Leak Academy basketball. We've got both for you tonight. Leak Academy playoff basketball. Second round, Elite Eight action in the MAIS State overall tournament. Your Leak Academy Lady Rebels getting set to take on the number three seed out of 6A, the Bobcats from Presbyterian Christian School in Hattiesburg. And we're coming to you from the Joe F. Shepherd Gym on the campus of Leak Academy. Glad to have you with us this evening. I'm Philip Palmertree. Got Billy Steen in the studio. We've got special guest analyst I'll introduce to you after the break. And, of course, we've got the Baptist Medical League starting lineup. So we're going to step aside for just a brief moment, and then we're going to come back and set up this ball game. Winner goes to next week's semifinals at Mississippi College, and loser is done for the year. So we'll get everything set up for you in just a minute as Leak Academy playoff basketball continues from Boswell Media Sports.
Dr. Brooke Bobo and his professional team at Carthage Veterinary Clinic appreciate their patients. They treat all animals, large and small, and handle them with top care. Not only do they provide for your sick animals, they groom and board as well. As proud supporters of Leak Academy basketball, Carthage Veterinary Clinic is cheering on all of their Rebels. Like them on Facebook, Carthage Veterinary Clinic, Highway 16, Carthage.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with the new Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price and participation may vary.
Boswell Media Sports.
All pregame action going on here at the Joe F. Shepherd Gym. Presbyterian Christian and Leak Academy are loosening up on the floor. And just at the top of the hour, we'll have tip-off in this second round MAIS overall girls tournament ball game. And I want to welcome in a guest analyst that we've got for the ball game tonight, a Leak Academy alumna from not too many years ago. She's the executive director of Main Street Chamber of Leak County. And she's known back in her high school days as the mouth of the South, I'm told. So let's welcome in Dakota Killingsworth. Dakota, it's great to have you on for this ball game tonight. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. This is exciting. Combining two of my favorite things, talking and Leak Academy basketball.
Yep, and there'll be plenty of both opportunity for both tonight. Well, Dakota, I look at the gym at some of the banners, and I think I see some banners from your playing days here.
Yeah, I was no Miriam Prince, okay, but I always brought the hype, and I'm going to bring the hype tonight.
Great, great. Well, we look forward to hearing some of your observations and insights in tonight's game. And, of course, we're coming to you on Cruisin' 98.3 WKOC, the Cruisin' 98 mobile app. And there's a live audio stream at cruisin98news.com and kicks96news.com as well. You go on the right-hand side of the screen and click on the Listen Live tab, and you got the audio stream. But we got more than that, as I hope you know. We've got video for you tonight. We have video stream coming to you courtesy of the Wilcox family. Appreciate their generosity in providing that, because it costs quite a bit extra to do this during playoff time. And MAIS likes to put some change in their pockets this
yep.
time of year. And this is one of the big ways we do it. But the Wilcox family, very generous to help us out. And you see the banner on the screen if you're watching. And if you haven't gotten to where you can watch, there's a couple of ways to get there. One, you can go to the Boswell Media Sports YouTube channel. The other way that might be simpler for many of you is just to go somewhere where I hope you go for news and weather and local information, and that's at kicks96news.com. And you look on the news stories, and you'll find a link, like a news story. Just click on that link, follow it there. And one more thing about links, and want to mention this. It's been happening all through basketball season and football season. There are bogus scammer links that pop up like mushrooms in the yard this time of year, and folks who – You've never heard of them, or something just looks weird and things are misspelled and it doesn't say Boswell Media Sports on it anywhere. Just do not click on those links. Don't create a free account or anything. Certainly don't give anybody your credit card number. We'll never charge anybody for Leak Academy basketball. So that's just a little word of warning. But let's turn now to tonight's game. We've got just a couple of minutes here. And Dakota, the first-round ball game, the Lady Rebels were hitting on all cylinders from the beginning, weren't they?
They showed out. They put on a clinic for sure.
Against Marvel, they had 24-2 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
And they sailed to a 64-24 win in the first round. PCS was impressive in their opening ball game. They played Briarfield Academy from Louisiana, and they didn't have any trouble with them. Beat them 63-30. So they're going to come in with plenty of confidence. They are 27-11 on the year. And here's what I think is interesting about PCS, Dakota, is that they, in that 6A district with Jackson Prep and MRA and Jackson Academy, to be honest, they struggled through the year. But when it came tournament time last week at JA, what did they do in the first round? Well, they knocked out Jackson Academy, ended their season.
Right.
Then they got blown out by Prep in the semifinals. But in the third-place game, they edged out MRA.
Yeah, and we've learned anything can happen in tournament basketball, right?
That's right. So Coach Drew Smith's ball club is a team that can that's playing their best basketball when it matters. And it doesn't matter what you did back in December, January. It's can you be better for this 32 minutes, somewhere between 10 and 100.
No, we'll be here a while.
Yeah, that's right. For the four quarters of this ball game, let me say. And they'll try to run things through Emily McNair and Addison Shearer in particular. But we've got the Baptist Medical League starting lineups waiting for you. But first, we're going to step aside while we have the prayer and national anthem break, and then we'll have tip-off Presbyterian Christian and Leak Academy. Don't go anywhere. Back in 2 minutes on Boswell Media Sports.
Is your home in need of a facelift? Byers Furniture in downtown Philadelphia is your one-stop shop for all your home needs. Mattresses by Ashley, Sealy, and Tempur-Pedic. Kitchen and laundry appliances by GE. Living room, bedroom, and dining room by Ashley, Riverside, and Universal. And don't forget the famous Made in America Lazy Boy recliners in stock and ready to deliver from Byers Furniture. Byers Furniture has all the big city name brands, but with small-town prices and personal customer service we've provided you since 1953. Come in today and let us show you all we have to offer at 319 Bird Avenue in Philadelphia.
Baptist League Primary Care Clinic understands that pediatric care is much more than treating a sick child. Anya Jones, Anya Jones, certified pediatric nurse practitioner, wants to keep your child healthy and active by offering a complete list of pediatric care to infants, children, and young adults. Appointments and walk-ins are welcome. Saturday appointments are available. Call 601-267-1470, option 5. Baptist Leak, making your health care our number one priority.
Almost 50 years ago, Jack Kahn opened Philadelphia Gun and Pawn as the first licensed pawn shop in Philadelphia. They understand what it is to have hard times and not know where to turn when you need money. That's why Philadelphia Gun and Pawn is the best choice when you need a pawn shop you can trust. You can be assured that they will handle your business professionally and that they strive for customer satisfaction. Philadelphia Gun and Pawn, 910 Posey Avenue, next to the post office in Philadelphia.
T&K Farms Woodmiser is Mississippi's Woodmiser sawmill equipment dealership. T&K Farms Woodmiser sells the complete Woodmiser equipment line from small personal sawmills to the industrial equipment lineup. T&K Farms stocks parts and has experienced factory-trained service technicians with both in-shop and mobile service available. See T&K Farms Woodmiser to start your sawmill business today. Credit cards are accepted for all services. Like them on Facebook. T&K Farms Woodmiser, just off Highway 25 at 1128 Liberty Road, Louisville, 662-803-4332.
Boswell Media Sports.
Back at the Joe F. Shepherd Gym, and we're getting ready for tip-off Leak Academy Lady Rebels and Presbyterian Christian. First, we'll get the Baptist Medical League starting lineups for the visitors from Hattiesburg. And Coach Drew Smith, three seed from 6A, coming in at 27-11. So, waiting for the introductions. Not sure what the... Here goes. Here we go. Lady Bobcats going to be in black. Their primary colors are royal blue and white. They'll start Emily McNair, senior. She's their leading scorer, and they're going to run a lot of sets to set her open for shots. Senior Michaela Smith. They'll start Alice Pennebaker, a freshman. That's a little bit of a departure from what they did during the regular season. Addison Shearer, a sophomore. And then Annalise Walters, a junior. McNair, Smith, Shearer, Pennebaker, Walters, the starting five for Presbyterian Christian as they've juggled their starting lineup a little bit from what they went through in the regular season. But now it's time for the Baptist Medical League starting lineups for your Leak Academy Rebels in home gray, trimmed in navy. In navy, trimmed in red, Leak across the front. And a new player introduction audio going. So Katie Jones starting in the low post from Adam in the middle. 5'10 sophomore. Alan K. Wilcox, a junior at 5'7. Emery Warren, the junior at 5'8. Junior Morgan Freeney shooting from the outside, red at 5'4. And Miriam Prince, Swaggy P, in the 2,000 point club, scoring, career scoring at Lake Academy. 5'8 junior, Prince, Freeney, Warren, Wilcox, Jones. Baptist Medical League starting lineups.
Philip, it is loud in here tonight. The student section is dressed in pajamas. They are bringing the fire.
Yep. Big crowd, loud crowd. This will be, we know, regardless of the outcome, final home game for this 2022 season. And you talked about what it was like to come back here after being away and living out of state for a long time. Mention what you told me before we came on the air.
Gosh, this is home. And we talked about the smell of coming in this gym. It smells like varnish and sweat and winning, baby.
And a little nacho cheese as well. Yeah, but that's a good description. And I talked to coaches, players, broadcasters from other schools who, you know, just recently played up here for the first time with Jackson Prep program, and they said this is some kind of special place, and it's an intimidating place to play.
It's like how people used to feel about having to go to Death Valley. People do not want to come to Madden and play in this gym. This team plays incredible in this gym, and it really is a special place and a special atmosphere.
Let's hope for a special night against PCS. PCS in black. And the Rebels in gray. Katie Jones in the jump circle. Flips it back, and it's retrieved in the backcourt by Miriam Prince. Here we go. First quarter presented by Performance Therapy. Rebels going left to right from where we are perched up in the corner. She dribbles outside the three-point line. Goes to Warren. Dumps it down in the paint to Jones, who goes up left side. Goes up strong. Held ball. Annalise Walters did a good job defending Jones there and gets the Bobcats the ball. Rebels will apply some backcourt pressure. That's Shearer bringing it up. Prince matched up on her. She keeps a right-hand dribble, angles right. They come out high to Walters. Jones out on her behind the line, try to dump it down. Double team, nice block there by the Rebels, and the shots, ball's retrieved in the corner. Driving is Shearer, shot blocked there, Morgan Freeney. In the way, here come the Rebels. Prince on the dribble, out to Freeney, right side. She moves left, passes up the shot, goes to Prince from the top. And the junction three is good, and the crowd erupts. 3-0 Rebels, 1 minute in. Backcourt pressure coming around Warren is Shearer. They've got three on one. They Pass it to the left corner. PCS with the shot from the right side. Clanks off the right-hand side off the hands of Smith, but they get the offensive board. They get another shot. Coming around a screen for a long two. Rolls all around. Shooter's roll there for Shearer, and it's 3-2. Prince across the L.A. logo, right-hand dribble. PCS looking like they're playing man here. Prince drives, little contact, no call, but she throws it in from about 9 feet out.
Prince is deadly on that dribble drive, Phillip.
Pass it in. Walters back to Shearer. They want her handling the ball. 5-2, Rebels. Played 2 minutes, first quarter. Left side, McNair. McNair on Freeney. She drives, stumbles, keeps the dribble, and then turns from the baseline. Left side, and it bounces around, comes off. Emery Warren, quick to get the rebound, ahead to Freeney across the timeline, right side. She stops deep wide right. Katie Jones was open down low. She finds Wilcox at the head of the bubble. Now the right baseline. Jones catch and release. Long two from the baseline. No good. And a foul. And Jones going in trying to flick the rebound away from Walters. First foul of the evening. Inbounded right of the basket. They've got to come up all the way. Rebels slowing them up a little bit with that man pressure. Shearer holds up one finger. Comes around to Pennebaker, down in the post, turn around McNair, way short. And the ball plucked off the end line by Katie Jones. Here come the Rebels, up by three. Prince behind the line, right side, keeps the dribble. Penetrates again, double team comes, she dumps it down to Jones, who goes too hard off the square, gets the board, turns around, gets fouled on her way up. Will get to shoot two.
Beautiful pass by Miriam Prince right there.
Putting it right to the open player. Because when that double team comes to you, somebody's open.
That's right. That's right. She does a great job of seeing the floor.
Katie Jones at the line. Shoot a pair. Leaves that one well short. Clock stops 4:55 to go. First quarter. First quarter presented by Performance Therapy. Katie Jones straight down on the second shot. One out of two. Makes it 6-2 L.A. And again, the pressure in the backcourt. Rebels like to run that pressure and then see it pay off in the second quarter, don't
yep.
they?
Wear them down.
Here comes Shearer. Got a high ball screen at the top of the key. She comes around the outside, switch. They send it out to McNair. She comes inside the arc, puts up a mid-range two. Rebound dug out of the left corner by Freeney. Here comes L.A. on the offensive end. Left elbow, Prince on the dribble, out to the top. Keeps it with the right hand, spins in the lane, kicks out to Warren. She quick fires three, and down it goes. Junction three for Emery Warren. Timeout called by PCS. We'll take it with them. 4:19 to play first quarter. Rebels up 9-2.
What can you expect from Morse Pharmacy when you choose them? How about all of this? Free medicine flavoring. No more yucky medicines.
Ew!
Or the shortest wait times ever. Morse Pharmacy definitely has the best prices and two lanes to serve you better in their drive-thru area. Morse Pharmacy features prescription transfers that are fast and easy and can fill all your scripts at the same time with their MedSync program. Nobody likes to be on hold, especially when you're already not feeling well, which is why at Morse Pharmacy, they always speak to you directly without those recorded answering services. Family owned and operated. Moore's Pharmacy in Carthage, Walnut Grove, Sebastopol, and Lena.
Boswell Media Sports.
Back in the pack, Joe F. Shepherd Gym. And it is loud and boisterous in here. 9-2 Rebels lead, and Alan K. Wilcox gets the steal, the inbound pass. Can't finish on the right side. Ball kept alive toward the Bobcat bench. And it was last touched by Emery Warren of L.A. But there, the Rebels served notice on that backcourt press. Come into Shearer. She'll wait for everybody to clear down into the offensive end in the front court. Come across the jump circle. Look at the defense. Come out to McNair off a screen. They bounce it down to the post player Doyle, who's in the game. She gets her own rebound and is able to stick it back with her right hand for two. That's Mia Doyle. She's in the ball game now. 9-4. Rebels up five. Left elbow. Nice dump down to Jones, who finishes with a right side, right hand off the window. 11-4. 3:33. Clock ticking first quarter. Good job finding the open man. They go down to Doyle. She spins in the lane. 8 feet out. No good. Rebound tipped over to Prince. Prince gets in the center lane. Now comes down the right side. Again, trying to dump down to a cutting Jones. Saved by Prince on the end line. Out to Freeney. She's going to go into the lane amongst the big trees and gets fouled. Going to the rim. Foul on Doyle. Her first, team second. Foul was not a shooting foul. Rebels up 11-4. Prince will inbound it. Baseline right of the bucket. Sends it way out deep to Jones. She'll retrieve it and get it in the hands of the skilled ball handler, Miriam Prince. Left hand, angling left, between the legs dribble, inside the arc. Now moving in, bumps Doyle, kicks out to Freeney, left corner. Freeney will come out high. Trying for a steal was McNair. And there's another foul. Doyle with a blocking foul on Freeney. Almost exactly what happened about 20 seconds ago. That's two on Doyle. They're going to get Walters back in the game quickly. But Dakota Prince really looking for an open teammate here in the first quarter.
Yep.
There's a steal. Shearer going up on Freeney. She can't finish. Too strong, and it's tapped from Jones over to Freeney. She's coming up hard left side. She wants to go to the rim. Puts it off the backboard. No good. Out of bounds, but last touch by Michaela Smith, PCS. Leak 11, PCS 4. Grace Maxey at the scorer's table. She will come in for Allen K. Wilcox.
This is some fast-paced basketball, which Leak Academy loves to play at this pace, and most teams can't hang. So they're going to keep running it like that if they can.
And a great pass from Freeney down low, and Jones just kept it over her head and put it in left side. She's got 5 points early, 13-4. Rebels up nine. They come left side on the dribble. Pennebaker. Out high to McNair. She's got a screen three, but misses way off to the left. Rebound taken by Jones off the bounce. Ahead to Prince. She wants to challenge right side. Her shot blocked by Smith out of bounds. Stay with L.A. 2:03 to go in the first. Leak 13. Presbyterian Christian 4. Into Warren. Out high to Maxey. She's covered up. Goes to Freeney behind the arc. He wants to dribble. She goes up, and her shot's knocked over the end line against Smith with the long arms. Good timing. A couple of good defensive plays there by Smith.
Yeah. Leak fans really wanted a foul call right there, but didn't get it.
Prince trigger it in. Lobs it up, but Jones can't handle it. Taken away by Smith. Actually, that was Pennebaker who made the block. Smith just made the steal there. Come around, open look, Shearer for three. Misses everything, and it's taken off on the backside by Grace Maxey. She'll come up, put in the left corner to Prince.
Great block out there by Maxey.
She goes baseline, tries to draw the foul. No call there, and I think that was a foul, but it's out of bounds. Bobcats touched it last. Leak will have it with 1:27 to play. First quarter, leading 13-4. Quick catch and shoot off the rebound. I mean, off the inbound. Miss, but Rebels keep it and putting it in right side. Point blank ranges. Prince 15-4. Rebels really getting it done the defensive end. PCS really having trouble with their shots. Shearer, a dribble, shooting over Prince. Tough shot from the outside, taken on the rebound. Nicely by Emery Warren. We go under a minute. First quarter. Open look. Freeney. That's her spot. Right side. Karam's off toward the sideline. Saved in beautifully by Maxey, but Prince can't handle it out high. Taken away by Michaela, excuse me, by Pennebaker, and she lays it in. 15-6. Points off turnover there for PCS. Prince deep wide right. Comes center now to Freeney. She wants to drive. Going up under Walters. It's knocked out of bounds, but I'd say it's just a deflection out of bounds, and the home crowd wants that foul call. Wilcox returns to the game, and Freeney comes to the bench. 28 seconds. Into Warren. She'll catch it. Mid-range Jay off the heel of the rim. No good. Rebound Shearer for PCS. Bobcats come up. Pennebaker on the right wing. She'll step in. Fire for three. Comes off the backside. Getting to the rebound is Wilcox for L.A. Just 10 seconds. Want it in Prince's hands when the clock's ticking down. 6 seconds. She comes three-point line. Kicks to Maxie. She drives. Flips it to Warren for a long two, and it goes down right at the buzzer. Great shot, Emery Warren. Great assist from Maxie. 17-6 Rebels. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the start of the second quarter as Leak Academy playoff basketball continues.
Go Leak! Supporting all of our Rebels and Rebelettes this basketball season until the very end. We are so proud of you all and the heart you play with. Good sportsmanship and integrity on and off the court is to be recognized, and we are behind you all the way. Let's go LA! Schedule an appointment with us at 601-656-3366. 601-656-3366. Good luck from Craig and Amy Martin and all the crew at Craig Martin General Dentistry, Philadelphia.
Piggly Wiggly in Carthage is cheering on their Leak Rebels. When you don't have time to prepare food, they do. Give them a call and let the bakery and deli fix you up with delicious tailgate trays so you can hit the road with lots of goodies. Piggly Wiggly appreciates their hometown and wishes all players and cheerleaders a safe and successful season. If you can't make the game, Piggly Wiggly in Carthage. Go, Rebels, go!
Boswell Media Sports.
Start the second quarter, Leak Academy 17, Presbyterian Christian 6. Be Leak basketball to start the quarter. Philip Palmertree with you. We've got Dakota Killingsworth with us, Rebel basketball alum from, you just say back in the day now? Or?
Yeah, we're not going to say how many years.
Okay, a few years ago. Played before Coach Hatch came to coach.
Yes, I was in the Wolverton in the era.
And we'll just leave it in that long swath of time. Yes. All right, of course, the court named for Doyle Wolverton. The drive from Prince missed off the front of the rim. Jones keeping it alive, flings it back up there. And there's Prince mixing it up underneath for the rebound. She can't get the right side stick back to go. Out to Maxie. Three straight away. Goes halfway down. Comes out over the end line, and L.A. touched it last. Boy, the Rebels had a lot of looks, but no luck.
They're definitely letting them rough it up under the goal for sure. On both ends, they're letting them play.
Just one foul on L.A. so far, three on PCS. Bobcats bring it up, trailing by 11, opening minute of the second quarter. Deep wide left, Shearer. They run some screens, trying to get Pennebaker loose. Wilcox stays on her, and there's a drive and a nice right-hand lay-in from 22, Addison Shearer, her second bucket. 17-8, Prince at the free throw line, kicks it out. Wilcox fakes the three, and then going in for the steal was Shearer. She commits the reach-in foul. First foul on Shearer, fourth Bobcat foul. In the corner, Maxie looking down in the blocks, going to Jones. Ball knocked away from her, stolen. A lot of contact down there, too, just like Dakota said. The officials are letting a lot go on down in the lane. Out high. Kayla Smith handles it. Gets it to Shearer. Got Jones on her. And then the pass taken away. Here comes Prince, got two Bobcats on her, but she steps through and lays it in for two.
Wow, impressive. I mean, they were with her all the way down the court, and she's just a pro.
Nine for Swaggy P. 19-8, Rebels back up 11 points. Left side, Pennebaker. They come around to Reese Davis, who's new to the ball game. Here's Pennebaker's three from the left side. Way long, no good. Rebound Katie Jones for the Rebels. Deep pass ahead. Maxie finds Emery Warren, but she couldn't get her second hand on it. And it goes out of bounds. subs coming in for the Bobcats. 6:08 to go, second quarter. Second quarter presented by Carthage Veterinary Clinic. Freeney back in the ball game for Warren. Pass comes out deep to Freeney. She comes around a screen. Now dishes it over to Jones, who gets called for the travel. Dakota, compared to your high school days, how has the game changed?
Oh, gosh. I do feel like Hatch's style is a little similar to what we used to play. I think we did a little more full court press, more aggressive on that, but very similar. We always lived and died by the three.
PCS in the offensive end. Merritt Johnson going up. She puts up a left-hand floater. No good. Rebound dug out of there by Freeney. Pass up ahead to Grace Maxey, out ahead of the defense. She wants to go to the rim, get some contact, and still no foul. Referees have swallowed the whistle in this first half. 19-8. PCS coming the other way. Shearer step back. Three off the back of the iron. No good. Walters can't control the rebound, but Jones scoops it up off the floor. L.A. coming up at 5:21 on a ticking clock, leading 19-8. Prince ahead, comes out, gets hard bump in the lane. I think they're going to put that on Merritt Johnson.
The student section coming through with the classic "you can't do that" chant, ringing through the gym.
They'll take Walters out, will PCS, and bring Doyle back in. Doyle carrying two fouls. Fifth team foul on visitors from Hattiesburg. Free throw line extended left. Jones takes the inbound pass. Holds the ball up, looking for somewhere to go. Now she'll take the two, but it's too long. Rebound pulled down. Merritt Johnson for PCS. Hands it to point guard Shearer. Shearer looks confident running that point. She angles the dribble right side. Comes around a Doyle screen. Rebel switch defensively. Doyle calling for it in the right block. And closing in on her there on the help side was Freeney, but she commits the foul. Shot good and an and-one opportunity. Well, Rebels got a little extended too far on the strong
right
side, didn't they?
That's right.
Leah Doyle at the free throw line. Shot from the free throw line a little bit long. Rebound dug out of there, taken by Grace Maxey. She comes up left side. Puts it out to Wilcox between the rings. Quick handoff to Freeney. Davis on her. She's probing. Now she's going to drive. Shoot over the big Doyle. Comes high off the back of the rim. No good. They'll say it's last touch by Leak Academy's Katie Jones. 19-10 the score. Katie Jones will get a breather, and Emery Warren will return to the ball game for L.A. Maxey coming out. No, it's Maxey who's coming out. Jones is staying in. Inbound comes to Doyle. She wants to get rid of it quickly to Shearer. She comes up, quick dribble right side. Now we'll angle it back out and reset things. Rebels playing man defense. Doyle, left side, about 3 feet behind the arc, goes to Johnson. Wilcox on her, now to Davis. Warren chases her down at the top of the key. Back to Johnson. And to Davis. Clock down to 4 minutes to play, second quarter. Rebels lead 19-10, and the Bobcats decided to slow the game down.
We saw a lot of teams do this to try to offset that fast pace Leak Academy likes.
They're seeing some daylight. Putting it in with the left hand on a nice drive is Addison Shearer.
Set it up.
Rebel lead cut down to 7. 19-12. Prince free throw line, steps through, gets a little daylight, and she scores with the right hand. 11 for Prince, 21-12. Backcourt pressure bothering Shearer. Prince right up in her grill. Now Prince will back it off, and they'll set some trapping pressure into the front court. Flip it down to Johnson. She's leveled off by Jones. Out high to Doyle. She gets in the paint. Kicks out. Medium range two. Halfway down and out for Johnson, but chased down on the baseline by Davis, and the Bobcats will keep it. Coach Smith calls a timeout with 3:03 to go, second quarter. Rebels leading 21-12. Back in 30 seconds as Leak Academy basketball continues.
life gets a little rough. And when it does, Performance Therapy is focused on highly individualized care. Owner Dan Young says no two people respond the same to any form of treatment or intervention. No injury is the same, and no single treatment works across the board. Their therapists help people regain their physical function and mobility. Whether you're recovering from a sports injury, stroke, orthopedic surgery, or you're suffering from chronic neck or back pain, they can help. Performance Therapy. Philadelphia, Carthage, Canton, Brandon, Gluckstadt, McGee, Florence, Raymond, and Pelahatchie.
Boswell Media Sports.
3:03 to go before halftime. Presbyterian Christian has the ball. Leak Academy leads 21-12. Inbound comes inside to Johnson. She hands it off to Shearer. Shearer wants to go. Floater from right in front of the free throw line. She's found something that works for her offensively. 8 for Addison Shearer. 21-14. Got a football score right now. Rebels up a touchdown. Deep wide left on the dribble. Miriam Prince comes right. Dishes to Freeney. Freeney goes a couple steps into the lane and backs out. Keeps the right-hand dribble going. It's to Prince. The Rebels will show they're going to wait for a good look and move the offense around. Prince on the dribble. Kick out. Goes to Wilcox. She goes up, and she flings it off the backboard and in. Alan K. Wilcox for two. 23-14. Shearer looking inside. Takes the safe pass over to Pennebaker. Now out high to Johnson. Emery Warren stops her. They dish it down low. Get kind of a ticky-tack foul there on Katie Jones, and that'll put Doyle back at the line.
That's kind of shocking, Phillip. That's not really consistent with the type of calling we've been seeing all night.
That was exactly what I was thinking. That we have seen it be a lot more physical at the other end.
Yeah.
All right, first free throw good by Doyle. She has 5 points, looking for 6. She makes the free throw. The Rebel lead will be back at 7. Second free throw, not there. Comes out long to the left corner, and good hustle by Wilcox to grab it. Sends it to Prince across the LA logo. She looks inside. Steps, drives, bumps hard into Doyle, and no foul. Misses the shot, but gets the ball back. Sends it to Katie Jones, out high to Wilcox. She fires for 3 off the right side, and Doyle goes up high for the rebound, and Rebels will get called for a foul as both Freeney and Jones collided with her. Put it on Freeney. She's carrying 2 fouls now. Both Jones and Freeney have a pair of fouls. Jones comes out. Marley Myers, freshman, in the ballgame. 90 seconds to play before halftime. Leak Academy 23, Presbyterian Christian 15. PCS trying to bite a little further into the lead. Rebels have led by as many as 11. Merritt Johnson out there in a 5-second count. Will turn it over. Good on ball defense by Wilcox. LA will bring it up 3/4 of the way. Game has definitely slowed down in the second quarter.
For sure.
Prince, looking at man pressure, has long arms of Pennebaker guarding her around a Myers screen. She steps behind the arc, passes up the 3, going to drive, come around Doyle, scoots off the front of the rim, no good, and a whistle underneath. Looks like PCS will be called for the foul. It's going to be on Smith, her first. Team's 6th. 58 seconds to play before halftime. Remember, the Byers Furniture halftime will come your way. Long pass out in the backcourt. Nearly stolen by McNair, but retrieved by Wilcox. And the Rebels set things up again. Between the rings comes Prince. She gets past the defender. Can't get the right-hand lay-in to go. Doyle with the rebound. 23-15. Yo-yo dribble out high from Shearer. 31 seconds to play. Clock draining. High screener Doyle set out there. Who's going to run a set to play for one more shot. Maybe a putback. if they miss. Shearer looks back at her coach, the bench, 15 seconds. Not the thrilling basketball we came to see, but it is strategic. They flip it left side. McNair comes inside the arc, shoots. Way long rebound. Warren. Rebels get a long shot from about two-thirds of the way out, but it's off the line. No good. Rebels lead at the half, 23-15. We'll step aside and let you hear from our sponsors. We'll come back with Byers Furniture. Halftime, Rebels up eight as Leak overall playoff basketball continues from Boswell Media Sports.
Go Leak! Supporting all of our Rebels and Rebelettes this basketball season until the very end. We are so proud of you all and the heart you play with. Good sportsmanship and integrity on and off the court is to be recognized, and we are behind you all the way. Let's go LA! Schedule an appointment with us at 601-656-3366. 601-656-3366. Good luck from Craig and Amy Martin and all the crew at Craig Martin General Dentistry, Philadelphia.
Piggly Wiggly in Carthage is cheering on their Leak Rebels. When you don't have time to prepare food, they do. Give them a call and let the bakery and deli fix you up with delicious tailgate trays so you can hit the road with lots of goodies. Piggly Wiggly appreciates their hometown and wishes all players and cheerleaders a safe and successful season. If you can't make the game, Piggly Wiggly in Carthage. Go Rebels, go!
Boswell Media Sports.
Byers Furniture halftime, and if you're watching on the video, you've seen the Leak Academy cheerleaders keeping the crowd into it. And I tell you, the crowd was sure enough into it early. The Rebels got off to a jackrabbit kind of start in the first quarter, led by as many as 11. In fact, led 17-6 at the end of the quarter. But credit Presbyterian Christian. They were able to slow the Rebels down offensively and just in general slow the action down in a lot of ways and outscore L.A. 9-6 in the second quarter. We're at 23-15 at the break. And, again, if you're just joining us, we've got former Leak Academy Rebel and current executive director of Main Street Chamber of Leak County. It's a long title. You got to have small print on your business card. Dakota Killingsworth joining us. What are your impressions of the first half?
Man, I feel like Leak Academy came in strong playing that fast.
Technical problems. That's a lot of technical problems. We're going back live. 4.5 minutes to play. TCS has made a big shot from the left corner. They're going front 30-26 on LA. 4.5 minutes to play. They've had Wi-Fi problems in the gym that have put the stranglehold on the video stream. We apologize for that, but we're coming to you via the phone right now. Rebels on the offensive end. On the drive, Prince. Leveled off, backs out, looks inside. Now Katie Jones will come out high to set a screen on Pennebaker. Come left side, quick three. Maxie off the side of the rim, no good. Tipped around, taken by Prince. She steps through, ball on the floor, and held balls. The call is Prince and Smith both got two hands on the basketball. Dakota Killingsworth, thank you for filling in unexpected ways on the play-by-play. I hope if you got folks who are wondering where the video went, text them, tell them. Go to kick96news.com and click on the right-hand tab, or the tab on the right-hand side of the screen that says Listen Live for Cruiser 98. You'll get the audio on your computer or your mobile device. 30-26 to score, 3.5 minutes to go. Good held ball there, Katie Jones.
Great defense.
Way out to the basket. Ties up Doyle, and that will give the Rebels the ball in the alternating possession. Rebels led it by eight at halftime, but it trailed here by now four. Leaning in. Coach Maxey gives it to Freeney. Freeney drives right side. Nice pass. The wraparound pass underneath. Jones can't finish. Goes back up. He didn't get fouled from behind. Doyle commits the foul. She's committed three in the ballgame now. 3:13 to go. Sophomore Katie Jones going to the free throw line.
We really need these free throws here, Phillip.
Straight down the net. Good for Katie Jones. He's made two or three at the line tonight. Shot missed. Second one. Rebound McNair for PCS. 3 minutes, 7 seconds to go. Middle of the floor to Doyle. Now out high to Shearer. She's deep wide left. Calls out Pennebaker. 30-27 the score. PCS has been successful in slowing this ball game down from the pace it was on in the first quarter. They started making some shots here in the third to take the three-point lead. 2:43 to go. PCS with Doyle on the sideline. Nearly loses it. And they'll call foul on Prince. Not along the side. That's her second. The team's third. Maxie will come out, replaced by Wilcox. 2 minutes, 39 seconds left to play.
Rebels have a lot less team fouls right now, which could come to play here in the end of the fourth quarter.
Yep, Rebels in the bonus now. Right now, PCS wants to work it. Wants to work that clock, and they're doing it successfully. Tension growing in the gym. Pennebaker, her pass into the corner, deflected by Warren, out of bounds. PCS keeps it back, went into the crowd, and into the PCS student section. Every possession is ultra precious now. Doyle throws it away in the backcourt. Wilcox came up and bothered her. And that's the thing, when they get it to Doyle outside, you see the Rebels turn up that pressure just one little extra notch, and it's turned into a couple of turnovers.
That's right. And that's Wilcox's strong suit. She's great on defense.
Warren puts it in play to Prince. Right in front of the timeline. 2:06 to play. Fourth quarter presented by Carthage Veterinary Clinic. Out high, Miriam Prince on the drive. Finds Jones. About 15 feet out. Gives it to Freeney. Freeney steps back, but cloaking defense there by McNair. Coach Hatch calls timeout with 1:48 to play. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him back in 30. Rebels down three as L.A. playoff basketball continues.
Before you begin those do-it-yourself projects outside your home or business, be sure you know where your underground utilities are located. Always call before you dig. One easy phone call to 811 can protect you from injury and expense. Plus, it's the law in Mississippi. Make the call and avoid serious or fatal injury. For more electrical safety tips, contact Central Electric Power Association. Serving you since 1937. An equal opportunity provider and employer.
Boswell Media Sports.
All right, we are in a tight situation coming out from some technical troubles, and just during that period, PCS grabbed the lead. They lead 30-27. Just 38 to play in the fourth quarter. Rebels could tie with a three. Freeney on the dribble, right side. His free throw line steps in, dishes it down. Prince. Jones nearly loses it. Can't finish in front of the rim. Now body's trapped to the floor. Prince getting it. She was trying to call timeout. She was calling timeout, and I don't see how you can call that a held ball. It's Smith, I don't know, ever really had it in her possession.
Prince called timeout no less than 5 times on that one.
I can see her mouth from here. Timeout. Yes. I'm not a great lip reader, but I can read that. PCS. Up against some trapping pressure in the backcourt. Ahead to Pennebaker. Just ahead of a 10-second call to Doyle. Defense clamps down on her. Jones. Clearly that was a travel, but it's not. And I guess they'll say it is. Coach Drew Smith holds his hands up in the air wondering where that call came from.
Definitely the right call, though. She drugged that foot.
1:22 to go. Rebels down 30-27. Hartfield was up big at halftime on Lamar Christian last report we got. Prince in the lane going up against Doyle, and she puts it in with two hands from the left side. That's good, and a big basket, 30-29, 65 seconds to go. Prince nearly steals it in the backcourt, knocked it away from Shearer, but over the end line.
Great hustle by Miriam Prince right there.
Rebels are finding, digging deep, finding a little more fuel here. Wilcox into the game for Maxey. Crowd chanting defense comes in to McNair. He throws it. Oh, I thought she threw it away for a minute. They'll call Wilcox for a push on the far sideline. But boy, PCS was in some trouble.
Yeah.
And they get bailed out by the call. First on Alan K. Wilcox, team's four.
He just had a lot of forward momentum going there and couldn't stop.
They swing it up ahead, get it in the front court with Pennebaker handling the ball, 47 seconds to play. Rebels have some fouls to give, and they need to use them quickly. McNair, Freeney on her. They pass the ball very effectively out high and then just reach out with a push. Is Wilcox committing her second, team's fifth, 37 seconds to go. PCS 30, Leak 29. Get some folks on that radio to hear this finish. Pennebaker takes the inbound pass. And there's a whistle. Not sure what that was about. Maybe the officials weren't ready. Now comes in to Pennebaker. We need to foul her quickly. Creaney trying to body up on her, get the foul. There's Prince coming over the back. Rebels can't get the whistle. And finally, just two hands out and like a two-hand touch football move on Shearer. That's seven on the Rebels now. That will put Shearer at the line with 24 seconds to play. Maxey in, Wilcox to the bench. DCF's going to have to deal with pressure of free throws in the Joe F. Shepherd gym. One plus one, free throw rolls off left side, rebound Jones. Rebels have it with 23 seconds, one shot can win it. 19 seconds, Prince, right elbow, going in, stops, sends it out to Freeney. Freeney on the drive, loses the ball, picked up by Jones, out high to Warren, and Coach has one timeout as things were getting a little bit ragged.
Yeah, it's getting wild there.
Keep it here, 10 seconds left in the ball game. Just 10 seconds. League trails PCS 30-29. They led at halftime 23-15. Rebels did not make a shot from the floor in the third quarter, and that kind of offensive drought opened the door to PCS.
Right. When you're playing at this level, you can't have a single quarter where you're not putting up boards.
When the clock hits zero, stay with us for Wendy's postgame. We'll try to get a wrap on this when we It's been a tough second half. It was tough for us on the broadcast side. Looking at the Wi-Fi thing here in the gym, and it's practically at zero, so we lost the feed for the video. And then we've also been having feed problems at the station as well, having trouble even when we've had audio to get to sometimes getting it out. So stuff is coming through loud and clear now. Folks coming to their feet with 10 seconds to go. Rebels inbound it in front of their own bench. Grace Maxey. Hope you took your heart pills because here we go. Rebels down one with 10 to play. Into Prince. Deep wide left. 7 seconds. Six. You know who's going to take the shot. Prince going to Freeney fake. Drive going in. Stumble swings it up and it rolls in. Has flung it in. He was nearly falling to the boards. He's getting hugged at the free throw line. Yeah. 0.4 seconds to play. Freeney was, I don't know who committed the foul. Not sure it really matters at this point. Now the official's coming. Okay, he's not been able to deliver the news to the scores table. So here we go. The two, certainly good for even though they haven't put it on the board yet. Coach Drew Smith talking to one of the officials. Now they're all coming. There it goes. 31-30. That's what we wanted to see. Foul number four committed by Doyle.
Morgan Freeney coming through big. Everyone thought the ball was going to Prince, but she was covered up, so Morgan Freeney comes through big in that moment.
on a night when she had struggled offensively.
Yes.
She did not drop her head. She's got the big grin on her face now, but she went amongst the big trees in the lane.
Yes, she did.
And put it in from straight in front while being fouled. And that's just determination and combined with skill right there.
Yeah. Talk about ice water in the veins.
We've got a timeout. I think the officials are talking about the time to put on the board. And Coach Bruce Smith in the year, one of the officials. So after all that, this the free throw. The Rebels are up 31-30. Try some of the ceiling hasn't come down on us. Rolls around, comes off. Doyle gets the rebound, but the clock expires, and the Rebels have pulled out an improbable win. And there's a big group hug out there.
These are the kind of things, when they're old, they'll still be talking about this game. You just never forget those kind of wins.
The Rebels scored just 8 points in the second half, but it was enough. And the Rebels will advance to the overall semifinals Monday afternoon, probably against Hartfield, and a heartbreaking loss for PCS.
Man.
We're going to step aside for 2 minutes to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We'll come back. Dakota and I will wrap it up as we get to Wendy's post game. We're going to have some player interviews. Hopefully, Coach Hatch will join us as well. There's a whole lot more. You had to miss a lot of the third quarter. But don't miss this post-game show back in 2 minutes on Cruisin' 98.
State championship number 21.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions. As you travel to the game, shop and fuel up with those who share your passion for community and Leak Academy Rebel basketball.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
For over 60 years, Junction and Prince Oil has been fueling Central Mississippi and champions like the Leak Academy Rebels. Drive like a champion with locations in Carthage, Philadelphia, Oxford, Newton, Scuba, Ridgeland, Louisville, and Union. Put some Junction in your next function with their catering.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions.
County. If you're looking for a trusted veterinarian, check out Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, a full-service animal hospital that provides emergency services as well as routine medical, surgical, dental, and grooming. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic will give your pets the care they deserve. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, 900 Highway 35 South, Carthage, 601-267-4573, or on the web at cmacvets.com.
Looking for a great work environment, great benefits, great coworkers, and low patient-to-nurse ratio? Join the Baptist League team, now hiring RN positions for night shift. Visit BaptistOnline.org to apply now. Baptist League, making your health care our number one priority.
What's this?
This your hook to? An electropolygraph. Now just relax and answer only true or false.
Okay.
You own a nice home.
True.
You own a business.
True.
You own a vehicle.
True.
You have a family that you would do anything to protect.
True.
You have the best insurance coverage possible.
True.
Hey!
False!
Ow! What is the right answer?
South Group Cox Agency, Carthage, Mississippi. Get the right insurance. Go to southgroup.net.
Boswell Media Sports.
Potter Tree back with you for the Wendy's postgame in the Brackenwood Gym. The Coach Killingsworth will rejoin us in just a moment. She's going to pass her headset over to some of the first-hand participants in this ball game. At a night where a lot of things didn't go right, the Rebels get the dramatic final second win off a shot by Morgan Freeney with under a second to play to win 31-30. Let's bring in Coach Hatch as we can here. And, well, Coach, it was a night where got off to a jackrabbit start, but then a lot of things didn't go right with us after that, did they?
I don't know if you can hear. Okay, not at all. You know, he scored 17 points in the first quarter. Then we combined three quarters for 14. I mean, just the whoo. Now, that's credit to PCS's defense. They really broke down and guarded us. They stopped our drive and somehow managed to get to the shooters, too. I mean, we didn't have a lot of options.
credit to their defense.
Yes, and that's exactly the way Dakota and I described it. Is it looked like at times they had six players out there starting, particularly in the second quarter into the third quarter. We did not make a shot from the field in the third quarter, kind of reminiscent of that Central Hines game a week ago tonight where we went with a long drought, and that opened the door for PCS to lead by as many as four. They led 30-26 with just a couple of minutes to go, but we did just enough, didn't we?
We did. You know, that's just having the will to win. You know, we didn't panic. We got down. We missed a million shots. Just didn't play our best offensive game, obviously, but, you know, didn't let it bother us. You know, we still made a couple baskets here and there, and they were big baskets.
So when we come into that last set with the possession of the basketball off the miss, what was the look? What was the plan that you were looking for there?
Well, we had a couple of three-point options because, you know, we shoot it for as good as three as we do from the lane, especially when they got a big six-foot shot blocker down there. So we were going to look at a couple of those. We didn't have them, so I said, look, you can't stop. Whether it's three or layup or offensive rebound, we got to have it. And so, you know, I thought Miriam attacked it, kicked it to red, and then she just said, hey, I'll just get to the rim and then make the thing.
Yep. Well, no doubt it's another – 1 week apart, we played two of some of the most memorable League Academy basketball games in a long time, and gets us to the semifinals. Hartfield was up big at halftime. Haven't seen the final there, but I think we can all just exhale for a little bit, and then we can worry about next week.
Not for long. Yeah. Monday at 1 o'clock will be here.
That's right. Really It'll be here very fast. But great job by your team. Great job keeping their composure and making the play when it counted.
That's right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Coach Amanda Hatch, joining us on the Wendy's postgame. And we'll take another 1 minute break. We lost some sponsor time during the interruption on the live stream and the Wi-Fi problems here in the gym. So let's take a 60-second break, and we'll come back with more Wendy's postgame, some player interviews as Leak Academy celebrates the 31-30 victory in the Elite Eight of the MAIS overall tournament back in 60 on Boswell Media Sports.
What can you expect from Morse Pharmacy when you choose them? How about all of this? Free medicine flavoring. No more yucky medicines.
Ew!
Or the shortest wait times ever. Morse Pharmacy definitely has the best prices and two lanes to serve you better in their drive-thru area. Morse Pharmacy features prescription transfers that are fast and easy and can fill all your scripts at the same time with their MedSync program. Nobody likes to be on hold, especially when you're already not feeling well, which is why at Morse Pharmacy, they always speak to you directly without those recorded answering services. Family owned and operated. Morse Pharmacy in Carthage, Walnut Grove, Sebastopol, and Lena.
TNK Farms Trucking and Land Services is right here in Central Mississippi. Custom work is their specialty. Home sites and driveways, land clearing, pond and road building, forestry mowing. TNK Farms Trucking and Land Services also sells gravel, stone, field dirt, and sand. Credit cards are accepted for all services. Like them on Facebook. TNK Farms Trucking and Land Services. Just off Highway 25 at 1128 Liberty Road, Louisville. 662-803-4332.
Boswell Media Sports.
Wendy's postgame in a happy and relieved crowd in the Joe F. Shepherd Gym. Leak Academy defeats PCS by the narrowest of margins, 31-30. We mentioned they led by as many as 11 early in the ball game after one quarter, led by 8 at the break, but then PCS really turned the screws up defensively. The Rebels went into an offensive drought, but the Rebels got just what they needed, and they got it about a second to go from the player who's joining me again. She's making a habit of joining us here in the Wendy's postgame. It's Morgan Freeney. Morgan, welcome back.
Thank you.
We're going to have to start paying you to come up here. You're spending so much time up here, but we like it. I hope you like it.
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. Let's talk about we got this, as I described it to Coach Hatch, a jackrabbit kind of start in this game. Kind of start we wanted. And but then I think they adjusted really well. What was it like as we started to the points started coming harder to get?
I think I don't know if we were physically tired or mentally tired, but we were both, I believe, and we just had to fight through it. I think it was a mental battle the entire time, though.
So it just became a battle of the wills, right?
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, it's
it's easy for us to sit here, people like me or people in the stands, to look when it's down to about a minute and a half to go, and you look at the scoreboard and say, oh, we've got a couple of fouls to give. But then sometimes there were periods where it looked like it was hard to get a whistle, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yes, definitely.
We're not going to go further than that, but I think everybody listening knows what we're talking about. And then but then you get the foul, get the miss at the front end of the free throw, and then talk about that little sequence that ended with your dramatic shot.
Oh, I just love the intensity, and I believe it just happened at the right time, and I couldn't thank God enough for him allowing us to do this.
So you were one of the three-point options in the set, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
But you decided very quickly, it looked like to me, to take it on the drive.
Yes,
were you thinking that all along, or was it just the instinct?
I just knew that number 22 was a really good guard, and I just believed that I could go around her better than I could have shot above her.
Yeah. Well, you go in the lane, get fouled hard, which is not the first time it happened tonight, if you want to know my opinion, and I think Morgan agrees with me, but this time you get the hoop and the harm. The hoop is what matters.
Yes, sir.
So, what's... So what do you say to that now?
I just believe we're going to go and get rest and prepare for to go to MC.
Okay. Well, Morgan Freeney, great job again tonight. You had a lot of opportunities, kind of like that game a week ago, to hang your head. A lot of opportunities. A lot of things weren't going your way. A lot of things weren't going the way.
Stopping you from shopping local?
It's hard to tell what's actually local and what's just called local.
At Piggly Wiggly in Carthage, local means right here in Carthage.
Here at Piggly Wiggly, local and freshness are two very important words. Freshness means a lot in your kitchen, and local means a lot to our community.
Supporting local because we are local. Piggly Wiggly, with a convenient location just off Highway 16 in the heart of Carthage.
Shop local from your friends at Piggly Wiggly in Carthage.
Dr. Brooke Bobo and his professional team at Carthage Veterinary Clinic appreciate their patients. They treat all animals, large and small, and handle them with top care. Not only do they provide for your sick animals, they groom and board as well. As proud supporters of Leak Academy basketball, Carthage Veterinary Clinic is cheering on all of their Rebels. Like them on Facebook, Carthage Veterinary Clinic, Highway 16, Carthage.
Wendy's only makes one kind of breakfast, your new favorite one. How do we do it? With fresh cracked eggs, oven-baked bacon, and flaky croissants. You know, the things your old breakfast wasn't doing. So toss that old news and its soggy eggs somewhere useful. And get to Wendy's, where the sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant, and honey butter chicken biscuit are just two for $4. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $4.
Limited time only. Single item at regular price. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's.
Sometimes life gets a little rough, and when it does, performance therapy is focused on highly individualized care. Owner Dan Young says no two people respond the same to any form of treatment or intervention. No injury is the same, and no single treatment works across the board. Their therapists help people regain their physical function and mobility. Whether you're recovering from a sports injury, stroke, orthopedic surgery, or you're suffering from chronic neck or back pain, they can help. Performance Therapy, Philadelphia, Carthage, Canton, Brandon, Gluckstadt, McGee, Florence, Raymond, and Pelahatchie.
Boswell Media Sports.
Wendy's post game. Hopefully we're back. Hopefully you can hear us. Wi-Fi problems still causing us some problems in the gym. But we didn't want to give up the ship just the way the Rebels didn't give up. We fell down 4 points tonight. Fell down 30-26 with about 2 minutes and change to go. But the Rebels were not done yet, scoring the last 5 games to beat PCS on the home floor here in Madden tonight, 31-30, punched their ticket to the semifinals of the MAIS overall tournament. Rebels, as we said, got off to a fast start, and a big part of that fast start is with us. We've got sophomore post player Katie Jones with us. Katie, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I didn't get to tell you. We've had so much confusion going on here. I'll never ask you anything you don't know the answer to, okay?
Good.
But we had some answers early, didn't we? And I thought in that first quarter, you and Miriam Prince really were on the same frequency. She'd be posted up, or she'd be up high, making the cut on the other side of the lane. It was there.
But, yes, there was.
And now, what happened? What did PCS do? It looked like PCS adjusted to that.
They did. At first, they were trapping Miriam and leaving me open. Then they realized they couldn't do that anymore, and they started guarding me, too.
So then, even as we got second quarter into the third, I thought they did a great job turning up defensive pressure in the half court, didn't they?
Yes, sir, they did.
And just a lot of basic things we do well became tough.
Yes, sir.
So so what do you do at that point when you come to the sidelines in a timeout or, let's say, at the end of the third quarter? What's the mindset? What's the plan?
We got to get going. We're down. We got to come back with a lot more aggression, getting defensive rebounds, offensive rebounds, the putbacks, and just keep fighting.
Yeah, and fight was the right word. This one just required a whole lot of fight and a whole lot of guts, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
Talk about that last sequence, particularly after the missed front end of the 1+1. It gave us the possession. We're down 30-29. There's about 15, 20 seconds to go. I don't have it right in front of me, but what's your role in that set?
I was to screen and get offensive rebounds.
Okay, screen, offensive rebound. Thankfully, we didn't need the offensive board.
Right.
But you would have been there.
I would have been there.
And you would have been there to stick it back. That's the mindset that I know that you have. What's it been like this year stepping into a starting role? You know, you were a freshman last year, came in reserve role, but you've been a go-to player this year.
Thank you. It's definitely been a challenge coming up. Coach Hatch brought me up a little bit last year, which helped see the different speed of the game. But she's prepared me for it. So.
All right. Can't argue with the results. Get the 31-30 hard-fought victory tonight. Thanks for joining us on Wendy's Postgame.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And hopefully we'll get to talk again in Clinton.
Yes, sir.
Katie Jones, sophomore starter for L.A. as they get the 31-30 victory. And it just took, as we mentioned, a shot in the lane by Morgan Freeney, getting bumped from a couple of different sides, and she put it in from about 5 feet in front of the basket as time nearly expired. There was under a second to go when she got that shot up, and it went down. She had a chance to complete the and one. Missed at that point. Rebels win at 31-30. Those of you who stuck with us, thank you. Our apologies for technical problems that we've had both on the station end and here in the gym tonight. Just sometimes those things happen and make this hard, but it was a night where a lot of things were hard for L.A. fans. This was hard to endure, just about seeing the season slip away. But then getting the last-second victory makes it all worthwhile. And we'll be with you for the semifinals and, Lord willing, the finals from Clinton next week. 1 o'clock, we presume, against Presbyterian Christian. And we'll hopefully also be together on Wednesday, girls' championship game Wednesday, 6 p.m. But we've got the game presumably against Hartfield. They were up very big at the half in their quarterfinal game against Lamar Christian. But before we sign it off, we've got a real trooper back on the headset with us, and that's Dakota Killingsworth. Well, Dakota, I feel like I need to ask you, like a player, what was it like out there? You were here to see the worst of sports broadcasting.
Well, I was telling BMO while I was off the air that I grew up a stone's throw away, so I know the Wi-Fi in Madden is terrible, okay? I used to be trying to call my friends and get on the Internet, and it was a struggle, so I'm not surprised.
Well, as the death of saying from a movie, 60% of the time it works every time. And that's sort of the way we feel tonight. But thanks for being with us tonight. You added a lot to the broadcast. We appreciate it, and hopefully this won't be the last time we'll get to do this.
I hope not. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you, Dakota Killingsworth, for joining us. Thanks, BMO, for all the pregame production work, postgame audio that you'll get in, before too long on Kicks96News.com. Appreciate Breck, Laura, Billy Steen, Lisa Moore, everybody at Boswell Media Sports, Ashley Davis doing graphics work on that great Wilcox family banner we had when we had video coming to you. And I'll mention, looking ahead to the games next week, we will be audio only, and that is not our choice. That is CIS. They have a contract with a network that has exclusive rights to the video, and I don't know if that's going to be free or if it's something that they're going to make you pay for, here's my advice. Listen to us on the radio. Go with the people you know. Don't trust a big moment like this to strangers. Trust it to the people you know. And even when the going gets tough, we tried to stay in there just the way the Rebels did tonight. And we'll be with you. We'll be with you all the way to the final second of the season. So hang in there with us, folks. And thanks for joining us tonight. Until we're together Monday, just shortly before 1 o'clock from Mississippi College, for the semifinal game. This is Philip Palmertree wishing you a good night. Thanks again to our sponsors and everybody and those who helped us cut through a tough technical night. But the Rebels win at 31-30, and we'll try to keep this train rolling toward the gold of the overall title. We'll see you on Monday night. Good night.